latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 11:05, 71 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have a look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few moments. A scary moment for the family of a 2-year-old boy who fell into a liquid manure pit last night. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office responded to a call about a farm accident around 8 p.m. Sheriff's deputies and Albany Fire and Rescue responded to the farm along 300th Street in Farming Township. Emergency responders found the boy about a foot from the edge with both legs and his right arm submerged. Albany Rescue then entered the pit with a safety rope and was able to pull the boy out unharmed. A motorcyclist was hurt in a crash with a Jeep. The State Patrol says it happened yesterday morning around 10:15 on County Road 22 near Richmond. 60-year-old Ronald Hennon of Richmond was southbound on his motorcycle. A northbound Jeep driven by 75-year-old Roger Thyler of Richmond made a left turn onto Edgerton Road in front of Hennon, who then hit the side of the Jeep. Hennon was taken to St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In the wake of the protests and riots following the death of George Floyd, more than 15,000 people in the Twin Cities metro were reportedly tested for COVID-19. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm said the results have been encouraging.
We were able to meet the need for testing for a lot of people in the community, and we're pleased to see that the positivity rates for those tests was under 2%.
Now, statewide, the total case positive rate for COVID-19 has been falling since mid-May. Today, it sits at 6.4% after being over 10% in May. Over the last 10 weeks, usage of emergency rooms for things like heart attacks, strokes, and diabetic incidents have dropped significant amount. As COVID-19 hospitalization rates continue trending downward, Chris Ayersman with the Minnesota Department of Health says a drop in overall ER usage for other conditions could point to a deadly situation.
The concern is that if we have people that are not seeking care for this type of condition, that may be contributing to excess mortality that is not directly related to infection.
Ayersman admits so far they have not looked specifically into the trends surrounding the number of deaths from these conditions to see how they mirror the decrease in emergency room use and how death counts from other health conditions may have been affected by COVID-19 reporting and tracking. The 2020 special session adjourned at the state capitol without agreements on policing bills, bonding bill, or COVID-19 aid. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shear says the outcome was not all that surprising.
The session really began without any previously agreed upon legislative items that could be passed in the special session. That's how most special sessions in the past have operated.
Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders in both parties have said a special session, a second one, would likely occur, but it's not clear when. Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities, obviously disappointed that more didn't get done during the special session. Executive Director Bradley Peterson says back on March 27th, the federal government sent $2 billion to Minnesota with a recommendation that 45% of that money be sent to local governments, which amounts to about $841 million. Peterson says the Senate and the House could not come to an agreement on a bill to get that money sent out to the cities.
And that money is really important because no matter where you are in the state, you know, your local governments have been expending money to prepare for the pandemic to protect and prevent its spread. And so whether or not you've had just a handful of cases in your area or you've been hit hard in terms of infection rates, local governments have already spent quite a bit of money on this issue.
Peterson says the Senate passed a clean bill, but the House added additional spending items to it not related to the federal money. Restrictions on the money include that it has to be used on COVID-19 related expenses between March 1st and December 30th.
WJON Radar Blanket.
For St. Cloud and Collegeville. Mainly cloudy today, 75 degrees, chance for some scattered storms. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 79. And then clear in mid-50s again tomorrow night. Thursday, sunny, 85. Friday, scattered thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy and mid-80s. Saturday, mid-80s with a chance for scattered storms, otherwise partly cloudy. And then on Sunday, it's going to be cloudy and warm with high near 90 with a chance for scattered storms as well. Currently 71 degrees. Listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.